batteries on you, and by gad, you'd best make your mind up. She posed for a long moment to make sure I noticed, no doubt, and then said,
If Mastiat were no longer Queen of the Wallace.
Then I suppose I'd have to approach Schwarkiti of the Ambos, wouldn't I?
Bah!
She spat it out in contempt, swirling her braids.
To what end? Who would follow that dried up crone against Magdala? You think, because she presumes to dethrone of all Gala, that she can command loyalty even from her own tribe? She is nothing, a name only. She is no rival to Mastiat.
But is anyone? Says I. And she fluffed out her braids again, tossing her handsome head, and then burst out laughing.
So we come to it. Yes, there is one. And you know her.
She leaned towards me, proud and confident.
The Basha Falaka Speedy will have told you all about the third pretender, the concubine's bastard who has twice rebelled. You did not know? And for her treason, was sent from the court of her royal ancestors and forced to marry a commoner, a mere petty chief, a chief so feeble that Gobazi holds him captive. So who is she to challenge Mastiat, her sister? Mastiat, who is strong and crafty and has held her throne against Wakiti and such warlords as Gobazi and Menelek these 2 years. Mastiat, who commands 10,000 swords, oh aye, she added, sniffing, and has her way with men. Soft-fleshed and indolent as she is.
Well, she is not alone in her way with men, is she? And she gave her braids another lift and flaunt. No, she was not. But the diplomatic problem facing me was a nice one. In effect, I was being asked if Queen Mastiat was somehow, and God alone knew how, replaced by Queen Ulaba, would I, as Britannia's envoy, recognise and do business with her? That plainly would depend on whether she could fill Mastiat's shoes, which at the moment, given her situation, seemed unlikely. Then again, she was plainly intent on a coup d'etat, so she must have reason to believe she could pull it off, no doubt by kicking Mastiat's bucket for her. Ergo, she must be counting on mighty support from within the Wallowgala community, and since, as she'd remarked, she did have a way of enlisting masculine sympathy, no doubt that support would be forthcoming. Sufficient to do the trick? That I couldn't tell. But the immediate question was, if she did succeed in mounting a palace revolution, what help, if any, would she expect from old Flashy? You see my dilemma. She was my only hope of reaching Queen Mastiat, and must not be antagonised. And, however unlikely it seemed, if by some freak of chance and design she managed to supplant Mastiat in the next 2 weeks, she would be the key to Gala's support against Theodore. But if she tried a coup and it failed, I daren't be any part of it. Not only would Napier be left without a Gala to bless himself with, my essentials would be used to decorate somebody's spear. The whole thing was wild and imponderable, and downright impossible to predict or plan for. So all I could do for the moment was keep this mad hoyden sweet and see how the sparks fell. All this in a matter of seconds, while she watched me as though I were an opposing duelist, the firelight glinting in her eyes, intent on mine, lips parted and expectant. And, since there's only one absolutely safe response to that hopeful feminine regard, I gave her my sentimental, gentle leer, took her shoulders tenderly in my hands, brought my lips towards hers, and stopped dead, the hairs bristling up on my neck. The storm had blown itself out, and the only sounds about us were the soft crackle of the dying fire, the stirring of our horses in the nave, the faint splash and trickle of water across the ground outside the porch door. And now, of a sudden, not far distant, the clatter of a stone disturbed somewhere out in the darkness, the ring of shod hooves, and a voice raised in a harsh shout. If there was a man in those days who could move faster in a crisis than H.P. Flashman, I never met him. But there was a woman who could have given me a head start, Ulaba Walk of Tigre, the nearest thing I ever saw to chain lightning with a link snapped.
Before I'd even taken in the meaning of that noise without, she was past me like a whippet, kicking the water chatty onto the fire as she sped to the door. A second later, I was beside her, peering through a crack in the ramshackle timbers, and there, at the other end of the plaza,